This is Alan Dean with Vocal Refrain. I'm really looking forward to this week's program because it deals with the music of a singer who stands very high in the estimation of all other singers and musicians. His name? Mel Torme, man of many talents. Perhaps a trite phrase, but it's not an exaggeration when applied to Mel Torme. Singer, actor, composer, drummer, arranger, and superb in each of these fields. He didn't waste much time getting into show business. He made his first appearance at the age of 4 at the Black Hawk Restaurant in Chicago. At 7, he took up drums, and by the time he was 8, he was acting in radio soap operas. While still at school, he started composing. I remember when I was a member of the Keynotes vocal group in the BBC's Take It From Here, I was particularly interested in vocal group recordings. And when I heard Mel and his vocal group, the Meltones, with the Artie Shaw Band singing What Is This Thing Called Love, I felt like giving up. Torme's vocal arrangement was brilliant and still stands up well with anything that's being recorded today. He also recorded a number of solos with Shaw. One of them was Little White Lies.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, hey, I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. Well, the devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies. Try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. Who wouldn't believe those lips? Who could ever doubt those eyes? That you told me those little white lies.
Now, I wouldn't exactly call you a liar, baby, but ooh, how you prevaricate. Tomei's acting talent wasn't standing idle during this time, and he was featured in a number of very successful movies. I particularly remember Good News with Peter Lawford and June Allison. His records were consistent good sellers, and his version of Blue Moon is still, in my estimation, the definitive version of the song.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue Moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. Suddenly appeared for the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone.
If you were to ask most musicians and singers who they consider to be the distaff equivalent of Mel Torme, most of them would say Ella Fitzgerald. Her style and technique put her miles ahead of her contemporaries. Here now is our guest this week, Evie Pickler, to bring us a song that I always associate with Ella.
Somewhere the music, how faint the somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There's no moon above when love is far away too. Tell it goes true that you love me. Oh, I love you somewhere there's music. It's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. I'll tell you where else to my heart, how high the moon. How high the moon is the name of the song. How high the moon, though the words may be wrong. We're singing it because you asked for it. So it's where you mean, just for you. How high, high the moon, does it touch the stars? How high, high the moon, does it reach up to Mars? Though the words may be wrong to his soul. Well, I'm gonna high, 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 high is the moon. So love it. Far away to kill it. It's true that you're the man that I love you somewhere. That's music, it's where you are. The movies, hey, heaven now. Leave no far. Darkest night would shine if you were. Tell me so until you will have still a heart. I'm on the moon. I'll sing it because you asked me to. I'm gonna swing it, swing it, swing it for you. How high the moon does it touch the stars? How high the moon reach up to Mars? I know the words.
Thank you, Evie. On a rather worn 10-inch LP I have of Mel Torme's is one of his compositions that I think ranks along with some of the best songs I've had the pleasure of singing. Mel Torme's Cottage for Sale.
Silent and lonely, the shades are all drawn, and my heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. The forgotten has withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. From every single window per se. From every single window I see your face, but when I reach that window, the story is told on. as I stand here and gaze upon a sweet little cottage for
sale. I was living in New York, I spent a great deal of time with a musician and good friend of long-standing, George Shearing. When he was appearing at the New York jazz mecca, Birdland, the owner of the club asked George to compose a theme for the radio show hosted by the famous jazz disc jockey Symphony Sid that was broadcast from the club. George came back the next day with a piece of music which he titled Lullaby of Birdland. It became a jazz classic and has been recorded by numerous performers, including Mel Torme.
A lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my word land could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves bill and coo when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I cry in my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby a bird and whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go. Flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love. When I hear that lullaby of Birdland, crazy swinging lullaby of Birdland, all it seems to do is just remind me that I'm oh so in love, I don't know what to do. Ja da do ya do 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 da ba ba da do 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 ba do 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 ya da da cha da 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 do da do 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 da do 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 do.
Since Mel Torme was such an innovator, I think it fitting that Eric Jupp and the ABC Sydney Show Band feature the music of another great innovator. We chose Dave Brubeck and his jazz classic, Take Five.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Tome the composer has always fascinated me because he not only had a superb harmonic and melodic sense, but his lyrics were brilliant too. One of my prized possessions is an LP I bought in the 50s called The Californian Suite, which is a musical history of the state of California and contains some of the most beautiful melodies and brilliant lyrics I've ever heard. This next song, while it isn't from that LP, is typical of the high standard of his compositions. Mel Torme's beautiful Christmas song.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tight tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys, goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Santa. We can't end the program without the song that has virtually become Mel Torme's theme. Written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, here is Mountain Greenery.
On the 1st of May, it is moving day. Spring is here, so blow your job. Throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait. Must you wait? Just you. In our mountain greenery, where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue sky be your coverlet. When it rains, we'll laugh at the weather. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. There's a mountain greenery home.
I've really enjoyed this week's show, and I hope you did too. Next week, another of the great musician singers, Billy Eckstein. Till then, on behalf of our guest Evie Pickler and Eric Jupp and the ABC Sydney Show Band, my sound operators Brendan Frost, Chris Crome, and Ron Minogue, this is Alan Dean saying, see you next week.
And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Well, my beans could get no keener reception in a beanery. Bless our mountain greenery, far away from life's machinery. Bless our